it's going to be a little bit of dead air because I want to see his action. Because I just did a live podcast for Time Pop the other day, and we were never live.
It says stream this to your audience on mine. Do I need to do it as well?
There we go. No, unless you have some secret audience that I don't know about that you want to stream to.
No.
Hello, everybody. We're live in front of nobody, but we're going to keep
in front of nobody.
We're going to keep it tight.
That's not true. I'm here.
That's true. And I'm over here too. Look.
Your mic first.
There it is. There it is.
There we go.
Hey, look, we're live over there.
You know who else is here? Han Solo's here. He's cold, but he's here. And Grandpa Ken's here.
Oh, Grandpa Ken. Wow. Let me look at that picture again. Was that just a zoomed in picture, or do you have a huge picture of your grandpa?
I have a big picture of my grandpa.
Oh, dude, that guy's a fucking cowboy.
Wow. He's a gangster. He was a gangster. I miss him.
When my mom, we're just going to jump right into it, folks. My last time you heard from me, my mom was alive. Now, my mom isn't alive. So,
well, I'm only laughing because Karen, Miss Bunny, would appreciate that joke as much as anybody.
So we were, with my mom in a relative coma, my sister put lavender in my mom's hair and played Willie Nelson's Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die as we prepared to pull her plug.
What day did she pass, by the way?
September 3rd? You know what? I just saw that's not quite. I want to say September 7th.
Because I went to see Willie Nelson on September 9th.
No way.
I swear to God. Him and Bob Dylan and John Cougar Mellencamp. And I thought about you. I thought about your mom.
Oh, August. That's right. She was born September 7th. She died August 20th.
That's what it was. I went like the day after or 2 days after her birthday. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. My mom was there for sure. So we're going to try something a little bit different. I hope people will start joining us. This episode is just going to be kind of Fatty and I getting back and trying to figure out what the show is. I mean, I think we kind of know what the show is, but, you know, we want to talk about the Wheel of Time, but how we do that and in what, you know, what form we do it as, you know, we would love to sit around and answer questions from all of our viewers, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to spend most of my time bitching about the fact that we don't even know when season 3 is coming. And I will begin
next year around this time.
I will begin with a full-throated kind of apology. Like I kept saying, like, I'll listen to these books on the break. Like I know I keep saying this. I know I keep harping on it. And I hope our listeners believe me. I enjoy these books, but I just can't drive through them for driving through them sakes. And so, like, when Fatty and I have a reason to talk about it, I really enjoy listening to them and I really enjoy discussing it, but I just couldn't get motivated. But I'm re-motivated again now that we're here to figure out how we're going to get me through these books.
Well, I got a plan. And first of all, we've already talked plenty and stuff, but I'm really sorry, man. You lost your mom. Yeah, you know, I know your mom. I love your mom. And for that being said, please, you know, let all the siblings know I've kind of shot Mary and Tim a couple texts, but your mom was a one of a kind lady, no
yes,
doubt.
Yes, she
and,
was.
You know what? She was a lot of fun and she's greatly missed. And I'm sorry, brother. I know you guys weren't crazy close. As you know, you live away from each other, but I know you guys are all there in spirit and heart. So all love to you and your family. And I'm you know, sorry I couldn't give you a hug on the day, man.
Sorry, yeah, my mom fit, like you said, me and my mom weren't, I mean, we went through, like most kids and parents, like we went through different phases of closeness and uncloseness, but we were both kind of kindred spirits in that way where we were there when we needed each other, you know, and we weren't always together, but, you know, oh, look at this. Oh my God, I knew.
I was just going to say, we fucking finally killed off a wolf brother because he just couldn't take Raffi Judikin's shit anymore. And so, like Dane Bornhald's father, he was killed by Perrin's act.
Oh, yeah, we hadn't got to the elephant in the room yet, which is a two-man podcast. But I think that elephant is about ready to comply.
I knew you couldn't stay away. First of all, Des, I want you to know that my wife dressed me for this podcast. I was going to wear a sleeveless Good Vibes shirt. She's like, hey, you are going to be live on YouTube, right? She goes, why don't you put a shirt on? I'll delint it for you. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Thanks, baby. Good looking out. Good looks, if you will.
What a sweetheart. I'm surprised she didn't put you in something ugly. She doesn't want the ladies, you know, they seeing what they're missing.
She can't stop that. I mean, man, I already got hit on by some lady at work that brought in a squirrel that she found in her yard. And I was like, can you bring the squirrel in? I'm going to fight you if you don't bring the squirrel in for me to pet. And she brought it in, and I was like, we do like a number loyalty. And I was like, yo, that's really cool. I was like, so cool. Let me like hold like the baby squirrel. That's so rad. Like, really cool. I want an animal to find me like that. And then I was like, let me get that number. And she was like, it's about time you asked. And I was like, no, for the loyalty program. Married, you need to go away, crazy.
Oh, you don't want to hook up with squirrel, crazy squirrel lady?
Oh, I mean, you know, if I wasn't married, and you know, I'm sure she'd be a lot of fun. Probably ruined my life just like every other crazy woman I love. I love you, baby. I love you, Lisa.
Justin owned 3 ferrets at one. Or did you own 3? Yeah, you owned 3.
At one point, I believe I had 4. I had 4.
4, okay.
I had 4.
Because Gary had some too, so I don't know how many were in the house.
No, but after Gary, I had 4.
That's right, because I think you had 1 and Gary had 3. And then Gary moved out, and you had to fill that void in your life with all.
And I got 2 more for whatever reason. That, you know, good plan I was doing. Just smart. And I was telling Lisa today, I go, God, we were at like a thrift store looking at some stuff. And I go, God, so glad I married you. Like, why? I go, because I would have just spent my money. Because we were like in a thrift store, and it's like, they've got a PlayStation 1 with all the games and like a Super Nintendo. And I'm just like, I was like, because I would have bought all this shit and never fucking touched it.
Yep. I got a raspberry.
But that being said, while we're waiting for the third Wolf brother that I was kind of hoping he couldn't stay away. I almost texted him today. And I was like, no, don't text him. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Yep.
He's got his own thing. And me and Des, we're going to do our thing. So, you know, basically, I will say this. I think we should just keep, you know, I will start listening to the book where you're at. And just fucking, I'll spoon feed you, baby bird. Just like a mama bird. I'll take the important parts so we can get you through it. Because honestly, unless they just freaking completely destroy season 3, like they really just kill it, I don't see how they get people to wait around 2 more years and do it again. I was hearing some stuff today when I was doing a little research that, you know, it's breaking records. It's breaking records for Amazon and fantasy shows. So, you know, what does that mean exactly? I don't know. But, you know, I don't see tons of momentum for a season 4, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And, you know, I think there's enough people that follow it that it could happen. Also, I've talked to 2 people this summer. One of them never read the books, fucking loves the show. Another one read the books a lot like us, fucking hates it. Watched 4 episodes and was like, me done now. Bye. So.
Oh, sorry.
He just said, that's all a lie. I don't know what he means. And honestly, I haven't even thought about Wheel of Time. This best and worst summer of my life, probably. What?
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm trying to get Jeremy like on the feed so Justin and I could both actually like, so he's like texting on the live feed, but he's just like texting me directly. Like, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Tell him to set up his camera. Get him in here.
I know. He's having trouble with it.
That's all right. I can talk. I'll fill some space.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even do an intro tonight for one. We've been gone for a long time, so I will be... Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret, Sadai.
I will be your... Fuck it! Let's do it live, Sadai.
I can't even tell you how happy I am to actually be not in an RV anymore.
Oh,
It was something I thought that would be kind of a fun adventure, and it was, I guess. I'm so happy I don't have to empty my shitter once a week anymore. My house is warm as hell. Who's Dr. Venture? Let's go. Hi, Dr. Venture.
That's Jeremy, apparently.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I was going to see if I could just let someone in. Sorry, everybody. We're We're doing it live. We're figuring it out. And our
out the bugs.
And our third wolf brother doesn't know how technology works. So we can just sit here and talk all we want, and he can call us a liar. And then you lived in a, I didn't realize how long you lived in a hotel for, like.
Dude, yeah. So 3 months. Her family's like, sure, come stay with us. And then we're like, okay, cool. And then her brother's like, you can't stay with my mom. I'm like, okay. And like, we don't really want to stay with their dad because the kids live there and it's not clean.
Yeah.
It's really dirty. And then her uncle's like, you guys can't be at the cabin. This is my time. We're like, all right, fuck it. So what are we going to do? So that cost us a lot of fucking money, which thank God I had a hidden IRA that my parents didn't tell me about, or we'd have been fucked. But luckily we closed on the house. We got it done and we're here. So.
And everyone out there, help me understand what kind of person this is. Now, we wouldn't have been able to record until today anyways. It's been, like I said, we got moms dying. We got all kinds of shit going on. It's been crazy. So we wouldn't have recorded until today anyways. But one of the reasons we couldn't record is Justin packed his laptop away where he couldn't find it. Who in 2024 puts their laptop in a storage room box and not in a backpack?
Not only that, Des, I had two laptops that are capable of doing this, and they were both together.
That's crazy. That's insane.
To be fair, I knew where they were, and I knew what box they were in. It was just like getting a place to like actually record where I don't, you know.
Well, even just having an extra, like, what were you watching Deadpool on your phone?
I took my Roku. And I bought a TV like for cheap when we first moved over here. So every hotel room I brought a 45 inch TV to and played video games and shit like that. And then we have, yo, look at this motherfucker. I wasn't going to go sleeveless. Look how classy I am. We're live.
Dude, in California right now, it's 80 something degrees. It sucks.
So
it's October. It's still 81 or 82.
It was 76 today. Desmond, don't even. And I was stoked about it. So I was like, yeah,
I'm like sweating right now.
Hey, guess who hasn't seen rain in like a fucking month and a half?
Oh.
Hey, you know what? We haven't seen it in like 6 months.
I don't even realize how I didn't fucking put a bullet in my brain over there. I hope that's not triggering for anybody. I do not miss the gloom in any fucking way. I hate it there. And
so yeah. I got to tell you, I've never told you guys. So during this time of like year, like September, October, until the first rain, I get so depressed because it is just nothing but like.
It's the opposite of Seattle. It's like the seasonal sickness disorder, but backwards. Like you get sick, so it's sick of the fucking rain and the gloom.
It's hot. It's
and then when you guys get some rain, it's for 4 days and then it's sunny again. That's the opposite of Seattle. When you finally get sun, you get 4 days.
But the last 2 years, it's been so amazing. Like in September and October, we've gotten a ton of rain. Like literally, I went to my wife's work one day and I was like, I walked outside and I was standing out in front of, like, she has a big like picture like window in front of her, like where she sits. And I'm like dancing because it's raining. And I was like, oh yes, it's October. It's raining. And I love it. It's so awesome.
I can't. People are like, you're going to hate it. I was like, I can't wait for it to fucking snow. They're like, you will hate it. I'm like, I don't care. I already got a little snow blowing machine for my driveway. I don't give a fuck.
Central California, it's just hot and hot and hot, and then like it gets a little okay in the winter time, and then right about that time it starts heating up again. As soon as you get good.
I moved 20 minutes away, everybody. I moved from Seattle from where Justin used to live to where Jeremy lives, and all I had to do was drive 20 minutes. Like people who don't live here don't understand Oakland Hills trap it all on that side of the hills, and then you come through the tunnel and it's 100 degrees.
There's a place
that's kind of like the pass, Des, though.
Yeah,
you get over the pass into Ellensburg and Moses Lake, and it's just like,
but that still takes you 2 hours. That takes you 2 hours, not 20 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah,
there's a place that I will not discuss because my family loves it. And it's a small little town and it's on the coast and we don't want anybody to go there. So But we go there and it's 60, like 65 to 75 year round.
Oh,
like, is that the place that sounds kind of like a cactus? The last part? Yolka. I hate yuca fries. They're disgusting.
Yes. No. No, 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 no. Okay. All right. Stop. Like, literally, stop. Don't. Stop it. Stop it. Knock it off. Knock it off. Stop it.
Oh. So, Jeremy.
There's a friend.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I was just saying, Jeremy.
No, I was just going to say, a friend of mine. Sorry. I'm pulling a Justin right now. There's a friend of mine, and we work together, and it was one of those things. So we start talking about like places that we love to go to, and he's like, "I like going to this one place by the coast," and I was like, "I've been to that place, and I love it too." we're like, but we're never going to talk about that to anyone else, right? Right? Exactly. Literally, another guy brought up a place that was close to that, and they were like, "Have you ever been to this city?" And I was like, "Maybe. Why? Why are you asking?" And then they were like, "Oh, you know, it's really awesome." I was like, "Yes, you should stay in that city. It is 15 to 20 minutes away from the city that I love. Do not go south from that city." I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dennis.
All right, it's north. So the reason why Jeremy showed up is because Jeremy has some inside information about Wheel of Time Season 4.
Oh, God, no. Season 4? We talk about season
he can't. Three. Oh, is it? He can't wait for it.
He says obviously season 3 is going to be a banger, and they're going to be sad that they didn't green light season 4 sooner.
Listen, I love Thank the Light, and I love your guys' show, and I love the people that actually like take the time to listen to it. I hate the television show. The fact that I have to watch it. I hate the fact that there is a time when you and I have to like get together and watch it and come together and talk about it, because I would have stopped watching it after the first season, probably halfway through, because it's so bad. But I was trying to be a good trooper about it, and the lies, they ate me up inside, and so I can't do it anymore. So
but now you can be the now you can be the hate filled little angry mongrel to my like I'm trying hard. It'll be great. It's gonna be good television.
You know what? I can do that,
dude. I want it all. I want all the smoke because I'm ready, dude. I've come to terms with your hate. I get it. I'm telling Dez, I don't know if you heard, I know you were kind of trying to get in there, but I've talked to two people this summer. One of them, never read the books. Show's great. Other person, like us, I fucking hated it and I stopped watching after 4 episodes. Why are you inventing people to kill? There's plenty of people that already exist to kill.
Justin, our cousin Lindsay.
You told me.
We were having a great conversation and I was like, yeah. She goes, you know, the TV show is not that bad. And I was like, I love you. You're my cousin. But
I will love you because I'm talking about how bad your family, but I no longer like you.
Yes. I love you, but I don't like you.
You could call me cousin.
She's amazing.
Or Mr. Jeremy. That is all.
No, it's here's the thing. Our cousin Lindsay, who grew up next door to Justin, is she's super smart, super talented, and she honestly she should be doing shows like this because she has the smarts and the insight to it. Like, and she loves like super nerdy stuff like this too. I mean, she should be on this.
Get on the network, baby. What sounds awesome?
You see this exactly. That's amazing. Like,
just put it up today.
It's amazing that you have a wife that would let you actually decorate your house.
Dude, you saw the Death Star thing, right? That's in the kitchen.
I did.
That's in the kitchen. Amazing. See why I put up with the shit?
Crazy. Yeah, I know. My wife literally is like, I bought this stuff. And I'm like, that's amazing. I love it. I don't care.
Yeah.
you have wall art.
That's what's so funny cool. is she's like, you can do whatever you want with your room. I don't care. And I've also kind of like done the rest of the house. I think I've done a pretty good job, but because we had nothing, we sold all of our shit. And I don't know how we got all this stuff in an RV because it's insane.
It is an amazing thing that you've done.
I'm happy Kelly cares about what's in the house.
Oh, dude, right? I'm so about it, dude. Because I bought this one. So like I may or may have not, you know, had to pull some really, thank you, Dez. Some strings that maybe, you know, things happen. All right. We're not going to talk about it.
All right. Let's,
hey, Wheel of Time. Jeremy, I have a fucking raging nerd boner that you're
well, hold on, hold on, hold on. We were talking about our life stuff. What's been going on? So, Justin, you were talking about all your stuff, and then I interrupted. I'm sorry. And then
Devin, that was pretty much it, man. You know, like I managed this house thing. You know, it took a lot. I mean, it certainly isn't like house husband like Dez's house. It's in the Bay Area, Mr. fucking guy. But you know, what I made it happen myself, and I'm pretty proud of myself, and it was a lot of work, and it, you know, required some stuff that was definitely some, shall we say, jumping through hoops, if you will. And but I got it done, and then I'm starting my job, and things are going pretty good. So
how are you liking your new job, your new place?
It's great. It's the same company that I worked for before,
right?
And I don't have to like do the responsibilities. I just show up, fucking talk to people, crack jokes, sell a bunch of weed, and go home. And I make less money, but I make way more tips. So instead of making like $4 or $5 an hour in tips, I make between like $7 and $10 an hour in tips. But
Des, how much do you make in tips? Six. Because you're dancing.
I do.
I was going to say, how much does Des make on tips because of your dancing?
You know what? I make.
Because he's all.
He pays everyone else money.
Well, I.
He's negative.
I've made $25 an hour dancing. I just won't tell you how many hours that was. All right. Story time. I can't bring this up and not tell it. So I'm in high school. I'm working in a restaurant. One of the waitresses is having her bachelorette party in the back room. And so she's having her bachelorette party, and I'm the nacho boy. I'm the salad boy. I'm the nacho boy. They order some nachos. I say to the kitchen manager, should I take these to the ladies in my underwear? And he says,
the answer is always yes.
He says, I'll give you $20. And then I realized they're in the back room. I actually can't do that because I can't walk through the whole restaurant in my underwear. So I go back.
I mean, fully, you could.
I could.
You could.
Fully clothed in my apron. I set the nachos down. I start dancing. I do my thing. I'm awesome. I sit down in the bachelorette's lap. I throw my apron over her neck and back away slowly, revealing my beautiful body. I strip down to my boxers. I'm a 17-year-old boy. I'm in my boxers in this back room. This is the moment I finally decide to look up through the big doors where the dart tournament is happening.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
The rest of the bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there was a 6-year-old's birthday party.
There was
full of princesses.
There was 6 grown men all mid-throw just going.
Like mid-throw?
Or they were like mid-throw, and they look over and they go, Desmond?
Yeah. Oh, one of the guys worked at our restaurant. Yeah, he was on a night off in the bar in the dart tournament playing that.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was
I gotta tell you guys, I was since we've talked, we have a miniature schnauzer that is 11 years old, and she has done her best to try to kill herself in this last probably 6 to 9 months. So she has literally had all of her teeth removed except for 2. Yeah, so she has 2 teeth. Oh. One in the bottom and one in the top. So she has one in the bottom, one in the top.
You baby him a little when you get there.
So yeah, you do. And so I was sitting there drinking my coffee at the kitchen table, but I had the windows open because it was the doors open because it was a nice day. And so the dogs come running up and they're like, rawr, 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 what's something's going on? So I run outside and I look and I was like, why is there a dog in my backyard? Not realizing it's not a dog, it's a coyote.
Oh,
and it's not one coyote, it's 2 coyotes.
Oh,
and
fuck.
So my dogs are like, oh, we got backup now. I got this guy. And so they start going after the coyote.
No, it's a bad plan. You are little dogs and I cannot save you.
It was a bad plan.
I'm not as fast as a coyote. I'm not as fast as
exactly. So I'm running and one dog, I'm yelling at it, come back here. And it comes back. And then the other dog goes and it goes to try to attack the coyote. So it's doing this like back.
For fuck's sake. Back.
So the 2-toothed dog finally gets to the coyote and the coyote realizes like, oh, well, that guy's not going to make it to here. So he turns around and he's like, grabs my dog. He's like, rawr, rawr, like shakes it.
Oh God.
And yeah, bites it. So I'm running out there. Oh, I grab a piece of like firewood and I'm running after this coyote, trying to hit it over the head. and it runs away. Yes, let go of my dog. And so I run up there and I grab the dog and it needs like several stitches. So we finally get it healed. And then
several stitches. Is that a euphemism? Like, was it bad?
No. So, okay. I'm continuing the story. I'm bypassing a lot of stuff because there's a lot more to it. So it finally gets healed and everything like that. And it starts licking its paw for some reason. We can't figure out why. So my wife takes it in and the dog doctor's like, she's thinking like it's got like a cat tail in it or something like that that they're gonna have to pull out. And the doctor's like, oh no, this looks like cancer.
Coyote tooth.
We're gonna have to. No, that would have been nice. We could have actually done something about that.
We're gonna have to take the leg.
So she had to have her toe amputated.
Oh,
so she has her toe amputated. It's not so bad. So, but we've been babying her like crazy. And so I take her and I was like, hey, Lily, come on. Lily's our dog. And I'm like, Lily, let's go outside. And then as she's running around going pee, I pull my phone out and I'm on YouTube. And guess what comes up? Hey, thank the light. Live right now. Boop. Oh, it's the boys. That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's amazing. That is now, so Jeremy, why don't you reason with your dog? Wolf brother to wolf brother.
Bro, just send them the visions. Seriously. Don't go after that one. You will die.
Yeah. I'm no Perrin. I was always a Rand or a Matt. Let's be honest. Perrin was always lowest on my totem pole.
I'm definitely a Perrin, man. Give me all the dogs. Give me all the wolves.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a quick dog story too. So since we moved into the house, I haven't seen any of my neighbors. Been very mellow. My dog got introduced to a cat, got slapped around. It's brilliant. There's been like, you know, you're always expecting maybe some bad shit. You move to a new place, whatever, right? It's been one guy introduced himself. Seems, you know, a little rednecky, but cool, whatever. And the other one I really haven't seen.
You're in Spokane.
Yeah, I'm home. I'm with my people. It's fine. We talked. Yeah. It's great. The guy next door has got some kids that we see sometimes and he works on cars. Everybody else haven't seen. Sitting here the other night, I have kind of a door to nowhere at my back door. That's a door that you can open, but there's no stairs. We're going to put some there, but you know, that's just kind of open. I'll just kind of crack it open when we're sitting there. It's hot smoking. I keep hearing shit in my yard. I'm like, we put a compost like turner in the back. So we're like,
oh, cool.
Maybe there's a raccoon or something. I don't know. Keep hearing shit. And finally, right at the door, I hear, it's a fucking dog. And I'm like, why is there a dog in my backyard? I'm thinking like, oh, some lost puppy found its way into my yard. I'm getting a dog. I go running outside in my robe. And Lisa looks out the window. She goes, hey, it's not a little fucking dog. You better be careful. It's a Malinois. It's about 85 pounds and probably only 14 months old. Runs away from me, leaps the fence like a fucking gazelle. And I'm just like, hey, so this seems not great.
So you didn't try to tackle it. I like that.
No. And I think he was just lost. I think there might be a female in heat or something around here. But it's just like, I'm glad my dogs didn't go outside because, you know, Winston runs up on every dog he sees. And then if that dog gets aggressive, Flora's going to go at it. And it's going to be there's going to be blood and feathers everywhere. And I don't want that shit. Other than that, it's been real mellow here.
That's so cool.
Other than that, I'm perfect.
What I told you guys about the story of the gal running down crawling down the hallway at the hotel at me, right?
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
Let's talk about a little thing to light.
We're going
to
get basically, I just want to figure out what this is. Like I said, my biggest concern with the show is it's going to get canceled. I actually don't care if this show just continues to be terrible and gets even more terrible. I want it. I want the show.
Yeah, I want it too. I want them to finish 8 seasons, but.
And I think our best bet is that Amazon tells them they have one more season, you know, because if it's just, I mean, or hopefully Jeremy someone else it. Will read like a
season and done.
My dream is that Amazon gets rid of it and the CW picks it up and we get a Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No
special God, effects.
You're the worst.
Dude, if we could get
I hate you so much.
If we could get 16 episodes every year. Oh, okay. Dude. Oh.
If anybody picks it up, it'll be Netflix because they got the money, first of all. If anybody picks it up, it'll be them. It won't be anybody else or they HBO, will. But HBO won't fuck with it either.
Oh, maybe Ron Howard will narrate.
That would be the best.
Oh, that would save God. Everything. Can you imagine?
That would be like, even if it was terrible,
he could be like in Dune, when they have the inner monologue in Dune, he could be Rand's inner monologue, dude.
That would be so awesome.
Get the fuck out.
Should I pull my sword?
You know what? You know?
Should I pull my sword? I don't know.
Do you know what Rand's inner monologue is?
Should I treadle Sidene? It's a raging torrent of power.
Here's all the men's inner monologue in the Wheel of Time. Women be shopping. I was listening to
if you're Dane, honestly, from the White Cloaks, what about Elaine's boobs?
I honestly don't know if I want my son to read these. My son's getting into fantasy. He's reading The Wings of Fire right now, which is, you know, a 9-year-old perfect age fantasy. He loves the shit out of it. The sexual politics in The Wheel of Time are not good.
Let me ask you a question.
Agreed.
Does your son know? Does he know what the term like boomer means? Like, I don't think he
knows what it means. He's heard it. I'm sure he's heard it, but I don't think he knows what it means.
Because when he gets old enough to kind of like know that kind of terminology, he will be able to read it and look at it and be like, realize it's kind of a worst case scenario parody of stuff. Because some of it can ring true sometimes, but it's like the most extreme version of it, right?
It's well, and that's where we're at, because we're at the age where it's like we understand that that stuff comes from somewhere. But right. we also know that some of those stereotypes need to stay in the past. It's like, you know, now that we're live, I got to think of a good example of a terrible un-PC example that I don't mind going out into the world.
Well, so Desmond, like for Justin and I, because we read it at the age of like 13 to 15, 17, whatever. It was like, oh, this is how we feel. Like girls are.
It's got to kind of like breaks it down to that, like women are from Mars, men are from Venus thing, right? Yeah. It's like, why can't I figure this out? And you're always wrong. And you think your buddy knows better. And he fucking doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Yeah. I don't think
Desmond knows chicks, but then Desmond's like, Justin knows chicks. And then everyone's like, Jimmy doesn't know chicks.
everyone's getting laid but me in high school. No one's getting laid in high school.
I told my kids, man, I go, don't ask your fucking friends. They either don't know or they're lying.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to lie to you.
Exactly.
It might not be pretty, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't ask your dumbass friends.
Well, I told you, like, this is, it never really went anywhere, but when Cormac was like 6 or 7, like, I can't believe I'm saying this live, but I'll do it. Like, he was just like, what are boobs? Like, he'd never seen boobs before. He's just like, I see all these women wearing these shirts and I can't even conceptualize what's underneath it. So I'm like, all right, buddy, you start where I start. I Googled 80s movie boobs and I,
oh no.
That's solid parenting.
Just something from like, you know, something from like Police Academy or something. Like nothing too sexual or anything. Just
real quick, like, oh no.
Back in the movies when there was just boobs there. And he like I said, that was it. We'd never talked about it since. And he was very much just like, oh, okay, that makes sense. From what I see on the outside, that makes sense on what's going on in there. I'm good. I'm cool. So.
Okay, cover him up. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 7.
For God's sake. Thank God he didn't ask why boobs. Because then,
So again, the show is going to be with the show. We are going to do, now that we're live, and hopefully we'll continue to be live. And I do want to figure out a way to kind of do a rewatch. Just because
I don't think I make those ones. What?
Do you know if the editor has finished a season 2 cut? Has anyone looked into that recently? I'm sorry, editor. I'm sorry. We haven't been recording. I've been on a
the only social media I've been on is fucking Facebook Marketplace trying to find shit for my house.
Yeah, I search every once in a while Wheel of Time news, and they're just like, the fact that we don't have a release date, I'm just like, fuck you. I don't care.
Today's the first thing I did anything Wheel of Time for fucking months. And what's funny is I was thrift shopping today. And lo and behold, what do I come across is a copy of Winter's Heart. Just randomly. What's no that? Other books in this person's section. It's one of like the 10th book. Hey, we can hear that, bud.
What?
That's a strong stream, brother.
Seriously?
Strong stream, my friend. No prostate problems here, my dude.
Oh, that just made my whole summer. It's just I'm happy now. I can die happy. Oh,
you turn on a shower?
I know, seriously. Like, is he peeing into the microphone?
I thought I was getting picked up by my microphone, but apparently I'm getting picked up by my AirPods. Hey, the only person who thought that was more funny was my wife. She started laughing.
Did she watch? No, she's not watching, is she?
Or no. She just knew. She heard what... So she heard me go, wait, what? You guys can hear me peeing? Oh my God.
Fantastic. Also,
that's hilarious.
Your wife is a
pothead. You can't cut that out now.
Nope.
You can't.
Well, your wife's a pothead. But I don't want
to. I ain't gonna.
I have an Amy Gaines that comes into my shop.
Seriously?
Swear to God. Spelled A-M-I-E, what? Though, but yeah.
Oh no, that's wrong. That's totally wrong.
But I was just like, they're like, is that your family? I was like, Amy Gaines? I was like, yeah. I'm like, wait, no. Look, she wouldn't be going to a weed shop. Not ever. No.
I got a cousin-in-law, and that'd be a long drive if she was going to come to weed shop.
You guys would have to have some conversations. She'd be having some serious explaining to do.
Guess what I'm probably going to do? I say probably just because I got to make sure that all the times line up.
You're going to take bong hits again?
No. I'm going to do...
Dang it!
Wait for it. I'm going to do a group mushroom session.
Excellent. Oh, you're going to say group sex, but I mean, group therapy sessions is a lot better, probably.
Well, that's the only stipulation from my wife is it can't turn into an orgy. She's all for me, my mind expansion.
What's the point then?
Mushrooms aren't going to turn into an orgy, man. It's not cocaine.
I don't know. We'll see. It's been a long time.
We'll see. You never know.
Well, she did go from no group sex to just don't tell me. So we'll see.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? Can't have everything.
So we're gonna do this show. I think we'll do it weekly. We're gonna try to keep them tight. I think regularity is the main thing. Jeremy, you weren't on this text thread, but I've decided to forego Movies R Us for a while just to like really just make Wheel, because I think Wheel of Time has the best shot at getting a live audience. I think there's enough nerds out there. And if we're on every Tuesday at 8, or even if we shift around, if we can find a regular time and we're just, everyone just knows we're must-see TV Tuesday at 8, hopefully we'll start to get an audience and we'll start to...
All you got to do is show up and be mad and record yourself peeing, and I think people will watch.
But apparently, it's real easy.
So if we do this show every week and it's popular, let's just pretend it gets popular... Should we do... That's basically a book a year. If we do a chapter a week.
We could do more than a chapter a week, dude. We could do, you know, like bull bookmarks. So we could condense that to, you know...
Yeah. I think you guys can do that. So I'll be here when I can.
Yeah.
But also, I hate this show so much. I hate it so much.
And to be honest, I wanted to skip out on this show. I want you to be on MRU when we start doing that full time.
Don't get me wrong, Justin. I love this show where it's us three.
Oh,
us.
I know.
That show I love. I hate that we love time television.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you can only be here for one, I want you to be here for. I mean, like, I want to get your hate sometimes, but like, I want you to be here there for MRU because
you'll
like,
get me with,
after listening to like the Marcel, the Shell, the Shoes, and like the other stuff. It's like, dude, like the movies. Growing up with you and movies, and then my like formative years with Desmond and movies, like. The connection of my childhood and my adulthood, it's like
a half and half, right?
It's perfect. It's so perfect. It's so good.
It's so funny because so you guys talk about like the stuff, which there's a lot of crossover where you and I didn't talk, but we watched a lot of the same movies, like, you know, Jay and Silent Bob, or, you know,
right.
Other Kevin Smith movies. I don't know what else you guys watch.
Chasing Amy, Dogma. Come on.
A lot. The fourth. I really want to see his new movie.
Chasing Amy was like, it's one of those movies I watched. I was like, I really wanted to watch this because I heard it's good. And then I watched it and I was like, what did anyone see in this movie? It is a terrible, stupid movie.
The first hour is
Jay and Silent Bob. Really funny.
Yeah. I think the first hour of Chasing Amy is still hilarious and I love watching it. When it turns into a film,
yeah,
then it's still good.
Mallrats, still funny.
Mallrats is the first hour of Chasing Amy. It's just all hijinks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just need more.
I quote fucking something from Mallrats at least once a day, probably.
Here's a weird idea. Maybe just to make our show different, because we want to be, we're looking for a hook. Maybe we do an hour of the book every week, and however that lands, whatever weird, sometimes it'll be three chapters, sometimes it'll be a fucking half a chapter.
Yeah, sometimes we might skip four chapters and go to the next three, like,
but because, maybe, you know, but Robert somewhere
talk about tapestries,
somewhere in that hour there will be a sound bite.
Yeah, I can work on that too,
I think. And it'll be we're gonna start in the middle of the Shadow Rising. We're not gonna go back and redo anything. If you want to know what we've talked about up until now, all those episodes are out there. You can catch up, but I think
just go back and watch the TV show.
I stopped like around
reading the book.
We stopped around chapter 16, Des.
Yeah.
Shadow Rising.
Yeah. I started to listen a little bit while I was driving around. And so I think maybe, should we start it? We leave takings. That's it. What was our last?
Last notes say chapter 16 through the end of the book. So I probably stopped right around chapter 16. So
I think we start, let me see, where is that? So chapter 17 is basically an hour.
What I'll do is just do what I did before. I'll work on finding the most poignant, like, 5-6 minutes that I could find.
Well, I don't think we want to listen.
Maybe not even that long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll find it. It'll be, like I said, and that'll just help focus what I need to listen to over the next week. And I'll just know that I'm listening to hour 22 or hour 23 or whatever, over the next week. And then
I can just do a little summary of what, you know, we're talking about and have a clip, and then we can just.
Yeah. We'll keep the clip super short because I won't have time to edit it down or anything.
We can
play it live just to give people a little bit of a, hey, this is where we're at situation. If this is the show, if we're going to sit around for a year waiting for season three, and then we're going to get 10 episodes out of season three, and then the show is gone. So we need to focus.
Yeah.
On what this show is going to become after or without the show, because I think I think we're going that direction. I mean, hope that, you know, something happens on Amazon, or, you know, Amazon gets rid of it and someone else picks it up. I mean, they've done so much fucking work. I would hate, even if you don't like the first three seasons, they've built a base that someone could do something with.
And yeah, miracle if it gets past season three. I hope it does, like you. I just want to see it, to be honest, at this point, but I don't know.
So glad we're live. Everyone, please watch the live. If you're listening to this on Spotify, stop. Watch the live. You can watch this live.
Jeremy's face is everything.
You guys don't understand. This is what I do every single episode. All these guys are trying to be like, I love the show so much. It's so awesome. I just can't wait. Like, I really hope it is.
I'm trying to get super hyped because I want to like combat you and stuff. But like, I was taking notes today. I was watching some What Up, and I was just like, these are my notes. Jeremy's been taken by the wheel. They better nail the new to Two Rivers shit. Egwene's mom's recast. Who gives a shit?
That's not.
Some of the Tinkers have been recast. Who gives a shit? Donald Finn is still awesome. I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy.
My nephew.
I don't really care at this point about the casting or recasting because, like, as excited as I was about the casting at the beginning, I'm so mad about where they went with some of the things. I'm just like, and that's about all my notes. Other than shit we already talked about they're going to probably be in Camelin, they're probably going to be in Riordan, they're probably going to be in the Two Rivers doing that. It's going to focus mostly on Matt and Perrin, or excuse me, Rand and Perrin. There's going to be one new Forsaken. I'm guessing it's Asmodean.
Here's my hope, and I hope it doesn't take as long, but we did
a somehow gets canceled before it even gets released.
Exactly. We did an MRU podcast on the movie Dune with David Lynch Dune, right? And it was terrible.
Right.
But in between Dune and the new Dune that's just come out, right? There's actually been, it was a miniseries that came out that was like a BBC / sci-fi thing. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I kind of seen that one.
Right? So people saw that and they were like, okay, you know what? Dune's not dead. Okay, Dune's not dead. So then a guy comes along who is an amazing director, Denis Villeneuve. If you've seen any of his movies, Sicario, Prisoners, Blade Runner 2049.
You're talking about Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes. He directed that too. That is a great movie, right?
It's a great movie, but it's so intense. It's hard to watch.
So that movie, Sicario, is literally one of my favorite movies that I've seen in the last 15 years.
Amazing.
It's really good.
Emily Blunt and Benicio Del Toro in that movie are just like, oh my God. They're amazing. But then Blade Runner 2049, you know, and then he's like, okay, I've made all these great movies. Here's my passion project. My passion project is Dune. I want the guy who's right now is probably like in his early 40s or late 30s. And is like, someday I would really like to do the Wheel of Time, but it's tied up with stupid Sony. It's tied up with stupid Amazon. And Amazon has done a terrible job with it.
Judykins finally kills it. I want it.
Exactly. Amazon was like, well, we can only do 8 episodes because that's all we want to do. So they've just put horrible restrictions on it. This guy is like, well, I'm making these other movies right now, but man, my passion project is the Wheel of Time. And there's that guy.
My money, it's on.
So, and the sooner that this horrible, horrible, horrible show gets canceled, the faster it gets moved on to the new show that is follows the heart and the spirit of what Robert Jordan wanted to put out there. Oh, and I love you too, Bolt, but the show is
garbage. How about 15 movies directed by Chris Columbus?
I'm in. Now I'm in. Now I'm in. And all it is Rand is setting up traps for all of the different Forsaken in his house. And he's like,
I'm like Home Alone style. Oh God.
I forgot he did. I was just thinking of the first two Harry Potter movies. I wasn't even thinking about
Home Alone, man. Come on.
Home Alone.
What are you talking about?
Man, I've been listening to the Harry Potter books while I play Hogwarts. God, I'm such a fucking dork.
I
get jacked up to cast spells, bro. What the fuck?
Hey, those books are incredibly well
written. I know J.K. Rowling. You've never listened to shit, but they're great.
She's not. She's a nice lady.
Jeremy, stop.
I'm sorry. Like, you should actually listen to what you're saying and then go read what she says.
Okay. Maybe I'm gonna be a little harsh with the piece of shit part, but
you
know,
I think
she has some views I definitely disagree with very, very strongly. Let's say that.
I think you should actually read what her views are, and I bet you wouldn't disagree with that.
Did Trump really get almost assassinated, Jeremy? Get the fuck out of here. We're not doing political shit here. I'm just saying, I don't necessarily love. BB gun.
Okay.
BB gun, son.
I'm the crazy one. I get it.
Wow. Tune in next week on our Movies R Us podcast with all new hosts.
Just saying, I don't necessarily like love political views, but I can separate the artist from the art. And, you know, the Harry Potter books are amazing. And the game is super fucking fun so far. It's a huge game, too, by the way. I was like, fuck, I thought this was going to be like a kid's game. It is not. They have the three unforgivable curses on there, which I think is cool. I was like, oh, they're not going to give us Avada Kedavra. And they did. I was like, all right.
I've been playing my fantasy. I played a lot of South Park Stick of Truth. And so by the time...
No.
When it first came out.
Oh, okay.
And so by the time Fractured Butthole came out, I was kind of over it. Mm. And I just hit it the other day. I was like, oh my God, I still haven't played Fractured Butthole. And I'm playing it.
Is that really a game?
The Fractured Butthole. South Park.
Really? It came out for the 360 and the PS3, right?
Wow, that is amazing.
PS4. PS4. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, PS3. PS3.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's so great because, the first one's all fantasy, and then this one is half fantasy, but now they're starting to bring superheroes into it. And so awesome. Cartman is helping me work on my superhero backstory and what the tragic turning of my life that made me want to fight for the light was when I caught my dad fucking my mom.
I think that's always the story.
I think there's some other things that change, but I think that's always the story.
Something that Randy happens to do, right?
Speaking of superheroes, you guys see Deadpool and Wolverine yet?
I did, yeah.
It was okay.
I thought the first one is still the best, right? First was still
really I have a hard time. I really like the second one a lot.
Really? Okay.
I do like the second one a lot.
So
it gets me right at the beginning when his girl gets, she gets iced or whatever. So
oh god, that's awesome. Fantastic. So as you guys know,
I thought Hugh Jackman stole that movie, dude. 100%.
No, he did a really good job. He did a really good job.
It's because Ryan Reynolds wrote him the way he really wanted him to.
The kid from the second Deadpool movie is in the Hunt for the Wilder People. And that is one of my favorite movies of all time. That is a great movie.
Fire Fist. So. Does it burn all the way up to the elbow? Or...
Yeah. But he's like, wait, there's not a real rope. What are you doing? You're not leaving. Stop it.
Oh, it hurts worse because I don't have legs.
It was great. So right now, I just finished Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which is a good game. And for some reason, I've gone back to Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's a great game, dude.
It is awesome. Like, it's one of those games where you're just like, man, there's so much to it. And it came out, 7 years ago?
At least.
Probably 10.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. So, I'm playing that again. And it's great.
I'm still playing. I'm on my second playthrough of Baldur's Gate 2, but I just haven't had the brain power. I've been playing a lot of Madden because I just, man. I'm only now just getting kind of settled after summer, so... But then I started playing Harry Potter, and I'm like, shit. Oh, I started playing the Jedi game, too. What is it? Survivor? Oh. It's pretty good. That game's way bigger than the first one, too. Jedi Outcast. Got the little kid that looks like fucking...
Yeah. The redheaded kid. Richie Cunningham. Yeah, I never liked those games because it's like your lightsaber is like a wiffle ball bat. And you just have to hit guys until they fall down. And it just bugs me. Yeah.
This one's a little bit better, but yeah.
It's the same, right? Yeah.
Same. Lightsabers are lightsaber, really. You're done.
Right.
Not too much parkour too. I'm like, fuck, this is stressful.
Did they yell parkour whenever the dude jumps? Because that would be
parkour. Cool. No.
Parkour.
No, he said it. No, he yells, Order 66.
All right, everyone. As we start wrapping up, I want to remind you to go check out Time Pop Season 5, Episode 13 and 14, where we talk about Deadpool 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine. So you can go catch. Yes. That's where all my thoughts on Deadpool.
Look at this little Harry Lou Retton.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up and keep it short because I know we could talk about forever, and we're gonna do this every week. We'll talk a little bit more about the Wheel of Time, but we're gonna talk a lot about some other crap. We're gonna try to. Jeremy will try not to be on, but he'll listen to us and he'll get so angry that he'll have to join just to make sure that his thoughts.
We got to remember, Dez, that's the goal. Anytime he's not here, to just like make mistakes and like just fuck shit up. So he'll be like, that's God, what I'm like, GD it. Because he doesn't cuss. So he'll be like, GD it. I got to get on there. Show these.
I'll be like,
yokels how it goes.
I'll be like, why do they think that Trump got shot? That's so stupid. No one would believe that.
We will definitely not be covering the election.
The assassin was from China.
vagina. Have you guys watched Shane Gillis's Trump impression? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. So good. I mean, it's nothing like actual Trump, but it's so funny. The way he does it, he's just like...
Because he's an actual genius, right?
You know, Joe Rogan, not the smartest. Won't have me on his show, but that's okay. That's okay.
Might be bigger, might be a little bigger, might not be bigger. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
I'm the best.
They've just saying I'm much more attractive than Kamala Harris. Just saying my hair is better. Sound like fucking JFK, I'm an idiot. Let me tell you a quick fucking story from my summer of hell. So we lived at hotels for like a fucking month and a half where we're trying to get this house closed. And then one of them, you know, I stayed at Motel 6s when I was young with my dad. It didn't seem that scary, but probably because my dad packed guns. It was terrifying. The first night that, and it was the 80s. One of the first nights that we stayed at this place in Spokane out in the valley. It was okay, obviously a little, but like low key. Went and stayed at a different Motel 6 because it had a pool and it was super hot. First night there, 11:30. Oh God, it's a lady who's got not enough clothes on and way too much makeup and says, I think I have the wrong room. And I said, yeah, I think you do have the wrong room. The next day, there was lots of shit going on next door. And I go outside and there's this like, what I thought was perhaps maybe like a 13 to 14 year old, maybe Pacific Islander boy with a kind of Dora the Explorer haircut. It was maybe, you know, maybe had some mental issues or something, you know, running around, being very loud, kind of not making sense. And I realized it's actually like a 20 year old girl, a female, and obviously on drugs. And I think also a lady of the night. And at one point is looking through the bars going, hi, and then running away every time I look at them. And then running down to the all the way down the hallway and then coming up the stairs again and then crawling at me on all fours like the girl from The Ring. And I just walk back inside and shut my door. And Lisa goes, what the fuck's going on out there? And I go, you really don't want to fucking know.
You said,
I was just one night.
And dude. I just invited this lady inside.
Yeah. Look, have you seen that movie The Ring? It's happening now outside. She would like literally peek in the bars and be like, hi, and like run away. I was like, oh God.
Look, I just thought the pineapple doormat would be welcoming.
I thought it was a thing, you know. I mean, like, dude, we've been approached. I say that on the last episode, like, we've been approached like that like four or five times. It's like, do we just give off like we're trying to fuck vibes or what, dude? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's you know what, Justin, you're supposed to put your lips inside the bong, not all right.
Choke it down, fucker.
I'll see you fuckers next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We will be discussing Robert Jordan's novel, The Shadow Rising, Chapter 17, Deceptions. Be there.
And 17 plus. Jeremy may not be here to hate, or may he will be here to hate. I don't know.
If not, I will listen.
But think about this, Jeremy.
Someday in the future.
All they're saying is season 3 is Shadow Rising. So, man, let's make some predictions about it's not going to be. How bad it won't be. How good it will be.
We're going to go through it's this so book 1 minute at a time, and Jeremy's going to decide what's in and what's out.
Oh, my God.
I would pay him $1 an hour to do that.
Everybody,
he would cry.
Come on. Jeremy's working.
Patreon.
Jeremy's working for the government. Let's get him off that government stipend. Get him on the public services.
Get me off the dole.
Pay that motherfucker. All right. You guys have a great night. I'll see you next week.
Bye, nerds.
On that note. Don't make TV adaptions.
Oh, and look.
May you always find water in shade.
Lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
That's not what you say.
That's what I say.
Jeremy, give us something good. Ooh.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.